Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, on this week I have spoken to you how we should all be grateful of the many wonderful things God has given us. He has given us family, a school, home, friends, and most of the time he has also blessed us with the necessities of life and good fortune, and where we can take care of ourselves and of our dear loved ones. But on this very day, we again target our prayers to God in defend of those poor children who never have given a chance to enjoy all the good things you have been blessed to get. For many years already, and we have seen the murder and killing of many babies who have not given the chance to enjoy such good fortune as you do, and most of all have been denied the chance to hear the good message of our Lord, to hear the voice and the rules for salvation, and who have been killed already before they were born. Not only we should pray today, as we do later in the afternoon, during the holy hour, to pray for all those mothers who have allowed this to happen, and we pray that they would repent their sins. But we also should today again give thanks to God that we have been blessed to grant this gift, that we have a life to which we can put at the disposal of God. We have today the votive mass of the Holy Innocents to appease Lord for these numerous killings which unfortunately have taken place. The Holy Innocents were very special children in the history of our church. They were never baptized, but because they were the very first one who shed their blood because of our Lord, and because other people hated our Lord, they are venerated as martyrs in our church. You see today the red vestments and red altar in which church uses in celebration of martyrs, and those little children even when they were still infants, who testified with their death for the coming of our Lord. They can be seen as a very special heavenly protector for children, and we should ask their intercession today for all the unborn children, for all those children who are in danger of being either killed or otherwise in danger of losing their lives in their mother's womb. And we pray today for those mothers as well, that they all may give birth to healthy babies who would in their turn, when they grow up, give thanks to God and give thanks for the benefits received as you do today. We also ask that God would grant peace and harmony to all the families on earth. It's not enough that in this life we are only given money, or that we are given good things and friends in our life, but it should also be given good habits and kindness and charity for all of our family members. When a family works in unison for the sake of the glory of God, that kind of a family is a happy family. Happy family with God-fearing parents and with obedient children. So many of today's children in the world have not been given these chances. And so make a special act of offering today for all the children of the world, for all those children waiting to be born, and for their mothers, that God, in His infinite mercy, would be pleased to grant all those things which have been freely given to you, that they and all the future generations may with one voice give thanks to Almighty God and give Him the worship He deserves. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.